Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne.
While Moses was on the mountain to receive the tables of stone containing the Ten Commandments, many of the Israelites became discouraged or afraid because he was gone so long. The Lord instructed Moses to return to the camp because the Israelites had corrupted themselves. God was on the verge of blotting out the name of the nation and raising up a mightier and greater nation than Israel. Deuteronomy 9:12-14. So Moses turned and came down from the mount, and the mount burned with fire, and the two tables of stone were in his hand. Deuteronomy 9:15. I have a question based on these verses. How long does it take people to become unfaithful to God? Does it take 10 years or a year? Moses had been away for just 40 days, but in that short time, many of the Israelites turned from the living God to worship and to serve idols. Paul expressed concern over the Galatians' defection from the faith. I marvel that you are so soon removed from him who called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another. But there are some who trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. Galatians 1:6-7. We do not know how long it had been from the time the Galatians were committed to the gospel of Christ until they listened to and obeyed false teachers. But Paul was amazed that it had been so soon. This means that all of us must be on the alert not to turn away from the truth to soul-condemning error. Moses reminded the Israelites of what happened when he came down from the mountain. And I looked, and behold, you had sinned against the Lord your God, and made you a golden calf. You turned aside quickly out of the way the Lord had commanded you. Deuteronomy 9:16. If children of God cannot fall from grace, why did the sins of the Israelites disturb Moses? You cannot escape the answer if you are open and honest with the sacred text. The book of Hebrews tells us in words that cannot be misunderstood. The Lord commanded, "Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God." Hebrews 3:12. Did you know that the Greek word translated departing comes into English in our word apostasy? God had made a covenant with the people of Israel. The Israelites had not honored their part of the covenant. When Moses broke the two tables of stone on which the Ten Commandments were written, that was a sign that the covenant had been broken. The Israelites had been unfaithful to God and nullified the covenant. A covenant is binding on both parties so long as neither ignores or tramples on the terms of the covenant. God had been faithful to his promises, but the Israelites had not. Moses was mortified at the conduct of his own people. He writes, "And I fell down before the Lord, as at the first, 40 days and 40 nights. And I did not eat bread, nor drink water, because of all the sins you had sinned, in doing wickedly in the sight of the Lord, to provoke him to anger. For I was afraid of the anger and hot pleasure, wherewith the Lord was angry, against you to destroy you. But the Lord hearkened unto me at that time." Deuteronomy 9:18-19. The record of these events has been preserved for the benefit of God's children in every generation. 1 Corinthians 10:6-10. We know both from reading the Scriptures and from experience that we can incur the Lord's anger and hot displeasure. If you have become a Christian, you are in covenant relationship with God. You know He will always keep His part of the covenant. Will you determine with God's help that you are going to obey Him so that you may receive the crown of life? Life is too short, and eternity is too long for us to forget our duties to God and to neglect the great salvation. My friends, we thank you for listening today. May God continue to bless and keep you.